Okay, how concerned should we be about the roads? I saw this on NPR. NPR had the report about the number of tickets issued May 1st through September 2nd. That's not the longest amount of time, right? May 1st through September 2nd.
4 months.
Yep. My boy's birthday, September 2nd, born on Labor Day. 68,723 tickets were issued from the Minnesota Department of Public Safety. 8 drivers were cited for accelerating at least 120 miles per hour. Now, have you ever driven 120 or more?
No.
I did one time in my life, and it was idiotic, in my friend Lori's car. College.
Where at? Oh, in Arizona?
Mm-mm. Back here in the summer.
Oh.
Indefensible, stupid, foolish, ignorant, dangerous. I was an idiot for doing that. Pure and simple. You're just a fool if you do it. And I was an absolute fool when we were doing that. Talks about traffic fatalities are up just short of 13%. From 1 year ago. And we've been speeding since the pandemic. It's, I mean, it's just do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
322 people have died in the roads in Minnesota as of a couple days ago, as of September 20th. 322. That's frightening. The year before, it was 286 at that time. DWIs and speed. 80 deaths tied to alcohol, 94 tied to speed. So plenty of other reasons, just other accidents. This came up during our news last week or so. During the two-week DWI campaign around Labor Day, law enforcement arrested 1,235 drivers for taking the wheel under the influence of alcohol, cannabis, prescription medications, or other substances. Well, cannabis, we still don't have a formal way to test for that. Unless it's so blatantly obvious, right? Which for some people would be. The highest blood alcohol content, the individual who drove through the patio at Park Tavern, he was 0.325. This individual in Egan was 0.443. How is this person alive at that point? 0.443. We had Paul Anderson on.
Applebaum, excuse me.
You're right, Applebaum. Paul Anderson, someone we've had on this show a number of times also, former legislator who's very good. We could have Paul on again another time, too. And he was talking about some of the crazy numbers. Paul Applebaum, excellent defense attorney in this state. I've never heard of this one. 0.443. So I want to hear from people. Since we chatted with Susie so long, it was so fun. We got to take a break here pretty quick. How concerned are you about the roads right now? Because I'm starting to think we should be more concerned. I don't know how we're going to control the speed anymore. I like to drive with some alacrity, but not the craziness I see out there. Do I go 7-8 over the limit? Sure. Are there times when we're all flowing maybe a little faster than that? Sure. I don't weave in and out. I don't tailgate horribly. I don't stalk people. As a kid in college, I was stupid driving really, really fast that one time. 322 people have already died on the roads. I get it. We're a big state. We have 5.5 million, something like that. How concerned are you on the roads, and how realistic do you think it is to slow this down, to bring down the fatality numbers, and a lot of it, this is tied to pandemic. Nobody was on the road. Then seemingly all assimilated to that speed. And then who do we have out there to stop people? I don't notice, and this is anecdotal, but we know it's not anecdotal when we hear of prominent police departments when they're absolutely in need for more police officers. I don't think there's any doubt to me, as a person who's lived here the majority of my life, the number of officers, or whether it's for the city or the state patrol, where I would see them out in the roads, I don't see nearly as many. Do you?
No.
And again, I don't have the data on that, but we do have the overwhelming data on big cities, smaller cities, not all, but plenty, who don't have enough officers. So they're investigating actual crimes. And these are potential crimes, and it's dangerous and literally killing people on the road, so I'm not dismissing it, but there's only so many numbers. I think we should be more concerned. We have fun at times. We did a few weeks ago about what drives you nuts about the roads. But when we have people driving at that speed and it doesn't seem like it's, you know, a regression back to the mean, I don't think it's going to change. And I get it. Like when I go to Duluth, reasonable amount. There are times when the roads are more open and when people are driving 78, 79. And I think that's way safer than people weaving in and out of the road at 68, 69, 70 here in town. And are just so derelict of the responsibility. I mean, I mentioned it, I think one of the days you're going, this vehicle that was basically in my back seat a week ago and then just was weaving in and out, I could see him for the next mile before they took out. From left lane to middle lane to right lane, right back to left lane.
I see that same thing a couple times a week.
That person?
Quite literally.
Person should be arrested on the spot in a month. Right then to the clink. Whatever county, boom. That day, when it's that dangerous and that self-entitled. And there are the rare exceptions that there's some emergency going on. That's different. It's not all the time. And we both see it. How concerned are you about the roads? Not? Really? We got to do something? What would you do? It's 21 past 12. Adam's coming back in 15 for Ask Adam Anything. A lot of good topics today. Jamie's on. Paul Molitor's going to join us. Good stuff. Thank everyone for listening. Anytime they listen to this station, our show, Jason, Adam and Jordana, Henry, Vanita, you name it, it is greatly appreciated. I'd love your feedback right now on the roads, on this data, and your concern level. 651-461-9226. Very strangely, Dave Harrigan, my MacBook just knocked me off our Wi-Fi here, but the phone's down too.
Oh, this is not good.
Wait, the Wi-Fi just, is it not working in the building, or is this the way it's been a good run? They're just going to
be surprised to hear something conked out here.
Mm. Are you still connected?
I think my phone is still on it.
Hmm.
Maybe it's an Apple thing.
Could be.
Maybe Tim Cook didn't pay his bills.
Yeah. All right, we're talking about driving your concern level. It's a bleep show. They need to stop fixing the potholes. No, they need to keep fixing the roads.
Yeah, I would like that.
That's not the issue. I will admit, western suburbs and for whatever reason, towards where I live, it has been constant road construction this year.
Everywhere has been constant.
Constantly. Now my Wi-Fi is back, by the way. Do I love that? No. Does it annoy me? Yes. Do I think it should happen? I do. I don't love it when I'm stuck in the traffic, but yes. Let's let the roads deteriorate so then people drive slower because there'll be so many bumps in the road. Is that what we're suggesting? Chad, we can make all the laws and regulations we want, but we will never stop individuals speeding and driving under the influence. The solution is already here in the Biden infrastructure bill. Auto manufacturers in 2025-26 will start using software in the cars that work in several ways to try to help this. Yeah, we've talked about some of what can happen. Some cars automatically slowing you down. What were we talking about, like 6 months ago or so? We talked about that.
Wasn't that long ago?
That frightens me a little bit.
Having the governor on it?
Yeah. Considering what unique circumstances you might face. I get the concept because people are such jackasses at times when they drive. But, I mean, we heard a story. We'll just keep it quiet about a birth happened extraordinarily fast. And a friend of ours needing to get to the hospital right away.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you get to automatically put everybody else in risk. But there are times you do need to drive faster. Now, do we eliminate that as an option because of the rare exceptions? That's always the tough debate we have in a lot of areas, right? Would you want governors on the majority of the cars out there to slow people down?
I don't think I would. I think there's other ways. I can't remember. It was California. I don't know. Was some state talking just in the last couple of weeks an idea of putting, basically mandating an alarm in a car. So if you're going, you know, say it's 10 miles an hour over the limit, the car, you know, can know what the speed limit is. All of a sudden it starts beeping at you, you know, kind of like the seatbelt alarm. So
yeah.
I guess the idea is that'll be so annoying that you'll have to slow down or else you'll just keep beeping at you louder and louder.
A person that drives like you have explained has absolutely no respect and concerns for others.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't think, do they mean me in particular? I think they mean how I've explained it, right? Because I said I'm apologizing for the stupidity I did in college. That would be about 1984. But I'm not one who weaves in and out. I'm not one who tailgates people. I'm not one that drives excessive speed. I don't do that. So if the person means me.
And perhaps at that time, when you were doing that in 1984, that was probably true. But I think you've grown.
And it was one stupid time. I'm admitting it. I'm being honest. If we open up the text and said, in fact, right now, tell me the fastest you've ever been in a car. Text me right now, 651-461-9226. I guarantee you there's 90s, 100s, 110, 120. Yeah. And they're all indefensible, dangerous, foolish. I'm not condoning them in any way. I am more concerned about the pattern, which has changed more dramatically than what you did when you were younger and more immature, which, by the way, can still lead to someone's death.
Yeah. I just look at 94 driving in from Woodbury every day. Before the pandemic, you know, the speed limit's 55. If you were going about 63, 64, it was probably about the flow of traffic. Now it's up to 70.
I agree.
Every day it's 70. And that just means the goofballs, the ones that are weaving out, who were going 75 before, now they're going 85, 90.
Yeah. I like Sweden. If you get a driver under influence, you automatically lose your license for 12 months with no excuses, no slap on the wrist. There's a lot of countries in Europe where it's very strong right from the get-go. I live in southern Minnesota. I don't see problems on the roads. Somebody right after. I live in the country out in Scott County. I see drunks about every week, including me calling 911 on a severe drunk. I wound up following home, and it was my neighbor, unknown to me. How about that?
Wow.
When you see this happening, you should really call the state patrol lines by dialing 911 if you need to. Tough thing is, can they get there quick enough? Because if the person's speeding through me, they're already a mile or two ahead. I don't, you know, if I'm on 394, are they still going down? Let's say I'm going into downtown. Are they still going downtown? Are they on 55 or are they 169 or they're headed to St. Paul? And I'm not going to drive 80, 90 just to catch up to them like I'm my own patrol officer. Mm-hmm. That would be awfully arrogant and dangerous itself. Adam Carter, ask Adam anything in seconds. You want to keep the speeding how fast you ever drove? Just to prove the point, a lot of people have done dumb things, and nobody should be, I'm really proud of the dumb things I've done. But more importantly, let's get some questions. Let's get some funny, bizarre, peculiar, unique questions for Adam Robert Carter. 651-461-9226.